Okay.
My name is Elliot. I'm 17 years old. Today's date is July 11th, 2019. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama at Magic City Acceptance Center, and I'm speaking with my friend Emily.
My name is Emily. I am 13 years old. Today's date is July 11th, 2019, and I'm in Birmingham, Alabama at the Magic City Acceptance Center speaking with my friend Elliot.
I wanted to ask you, what did you think of this conversation?
I found it really interesting. I found the conversation to be very emotional because you can tell that they've been thinking about that for years. It's just, there's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's like it's trying to set somebody on fire. Because they don't even know why. Just trying to set somebody on fire. That's, wow. Yeah. What other parts of Darnielle's story can you relate to?
With Darnell's story, he talks about feeling like an outcast, but not exactly knowing why. The kids that were bullying him had already labeled him as what they thought him to be, whether that be calling him a fag, just a nerd, or anything of that sort. Something different from what they were comfortable with. I remember being in my school and just feeling kind of like an in-betweener. Nobody knew much about me, but they already had their assumptions of me. And I think that's a really relatable point, whether you're part of the LGBT community or not. But especially when you're part of the LGBT community, it can be very, very odd when somebody labels you with, let's say, you don't know that you're gay, but somebody else has already come to this, like, come to the conclusion that you are in some way gay.
Whether that be based off of stereotypes or...
It can create like this dissonance between you and your identity later in life. When you're sitting there trying to figure out what it is and you've always been like, oh, I'm not gay, I'm not this, I'm not that. You've been going against it your whole life, and then suddenly you're like, but maybe I am.
That kind of reminds me of Daniel Howells coming out. One thing he said was, you mean I am this bad thing that people have been telling me I am?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's pretty shitty, honestly. Yeah. No. I wanted to ask you, what surprised you about this story?
Honestly, just the fact that they tried to set him on fire surprised me, because it's just... Because you find this person, and you believe that they're different in some way, and it's just... You believe that they're different, and therefore you want to harm them. It's just... I could never grasp that. I could never grasp that. Just...
What if it had succeeded, though?
Honestly, that would be horrible.
That would have been terrible.
Yeah.
The way people can do things like this.
Honestly.
Oh, Jesus. Have you experienced bullying? Tell me about a time you struggled with it.
Well, I haven't necessarily experienced bullying due to my sexuality, but I did have a person who was my friend for years. She once I came out to her, she told me I was going to go to hell, and then just stopped talking to me altogether. It really hurt me, because she was my best friend at the time, and I trusted her. What do you think the message of this story is, really?
Well, in turn, it didn't seem like it affected Darnell all too much, but this story specifically shows the cruelty of people, what they can do when in turn they think you're different from them. Darnell didn't even know about himself, so how could these kids? But these kids had already said, oh, well, let's do this terrible, terrible thing that would literally kill him. And not in a, like, quick way either. They were literally so cruel.
To slowly set him on fire.
They were going to burn him alive. That is...
That's horrific.
It's morbid to even think about it.
Yeah.
But this story, the point is, people can come across you as something different than them. People can be afraid of something that they maybe themselves don't want to be. Maybe they're coming to their point with their identity, but yet, in turn, they're making assumptions about other people because they feel uncomfortable with themselves. In turn, I think Darnell obviously thought about this later in life and was like, "What? Well, shit, these kids were really going to end my life." But at the time, he didn't notice it, and he just thought, oh, they're here to pick on me for no good reason. Just
didn't really realize the severity of this situation.
No. So it's almost like presenting what children can actually do, what people can do out of their own... Can I even call it a heart? Like,
yeah.
Just human cruelty over something that they're afraid of, over something that they're not used to.
And when they're raised in situations to where they have been taught and told over and over again that this is wrong, this is bad, and they don't know how else to react to something other than any harmful way, it's just a lot.
Yeah. I wouldn't think that... Nowadays, it feels like kids wouldn't do something like this, but I'm sure that in the reality of it all, there may be a story that comes across one day very similar to Darnell's, and we'll all be like, well, we thought the problem was gone, diminished, it wasn't going to happen again, anything similar to this situation, anything born out of bigotry, but it can happen. And attention does need to be called to that.
The fact that homophobia and racism and stuff like that is still alive and still very much possible. A lot of people tend to brush over that.
Definitely. Because they're just like, oh, it's 2019. How could you think like that?
That doesn't happen now. Like, but, what are you talking about?
But there could be somebody
that... We're
completely
equal.
Yeah, sure. Go off. Whatever. What would you tell Darnell if you could?
Honestly, I'm very glad that he's still alive to tell his story because that would have been horrible and he wouldn't even realize why. It's just, I would tell him that I'm proud of him for making it to be able to tell this story, to just be here with what he's faced.
Yeah, I'm glad he shared his story. I mean, it shows, again, I'll say it once again, the cruelty
yes.
people can hold within themselves towards things that are different, things that they're scared of.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we have to say about this. Yeah.
That was so lovely.
That was so sad.
That was horrible.
I'm sorry. I was gonna say when we when you were like, let's just do the light bullying one.
The light bullying one.
Yes.
I was like, oh wait, no. Thank you all for doing that. Thank you for speaking so kindly about all of it. And so yes, that is that. So.